From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama flew into Copenhagen early today and helped broker a non-binding climate deal between developed and developing nations that he says will set the stage for battling global warming in the future.
Now, this progress did not come easily, and we know that this progress alone is not enough. Going forward, we're going to have to build on the momentum that we've established here in Copenhagen to ensure that international action to significantly reduce emissions is sustained and sufficient over time. We've come a long way, but we have much further to go.
The president says more trust would have to be built between rich and poor nations in order to reach a legally binding agreement. Mr. Obama left the conference before it was over to try to get back to Washington before the worst of a huge snowstorm hits the Capitol. Senate Democratic leaders and White House officials have been bargaining behind closed doors with the lone Democratic holdout, Senator Ben Nelson of Nebraska. They hope to win the conservative Democrat support for the health care overhaul bill. His would be the crucial 60th vote the Democrats need to put off a Republican filibuster. GOP leader Mitch McConnell blasted the bill on the Senate floor Friday.
This massive piece of legislation that seeks to restructure one-sixth of our economy is being written behind closed doors, without input from anyone, in an effort to jam it past not only the Senate, but the American people before Christmas.
The Senate will be in session Saturday morning debating final revisions to the legislation. The airline industry says passenger revenue declined in November, the 13th consecutive month in which airlines made less money selling tickets than they had the year before. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The Air Transport Association, the airline industry's trade group, says passenger revenue was down 7% last month compared with November 2008. While the number of passengers was down just 1%, the revenue drop was greater because ticket prices have fallen. Overall, the association says prices have decreased about 6%, and the greatest revenue drops have come in transatlantic and transpacific flights. The money airlines make from carrying cargo also went down. October figures show a 1% decline from the same month last year. Industry leaders predict another rough year for the airlines in 2010. While ticket sales are expected to increase as the economy recovers, lower fares are expected to result in a worldwide industry loss that could top $5 billion. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
Forecasters say parts of the Northeast, from Washington, D.C. to West Virginia, could get up to 20 inches of snow this weekend. Winter storm warnings are in effect starting from the Carolinas all the way up to Rhode Island. The storm is expected to dump the most snow on the nation's capital that it's seen in nearly 7 years. Highway crews along the Atlantic coast are gearing up for what they believe will be one long weekend of clearing roads and cars from ditches. The governor of Virginia has already declared a state of emergency. This is NPR News. A new report from the Labor Department shows there were more states shedding jobs in November than were adding them. The government says just 19 states showed job gains from the previous month, while 31 states and the District of Columbia showed job losses. The government report would seem to indicate that even with some tepid signs of economic recovery, employers have yet to ramp back up with hiring. The number of people out of work for at least 6 months is now at 5.9 million. A French court has ruled that Google cannot digitize French books without the publisher's approval and ordered the online giant to pay $430,000 in damages. Eleanor Beardsley has more from Paris.
The ruling caps a 3-year-old case brought by one of France's biggest publishing houses. The Paris court ruled that by scanning entire books or excerpts and putting them online, Google had committed acts of copyright violation. Google's plans to scan millions of books to make them available online has drawn criticism from publishers and libraries in both the U.S. and Europe. The French court gave Google 1 month to apply the ruling and halt digitization of French books. Just this week, French President Nicolas Sarkozy vowed to protect French heritage and said his government will spend more than $1 billion to scan its national treasures. Google argued that Google Books was not a library but a search engine and that only brief excerpts from books were made available on the Internet. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
The Obama administration is setting aside $30 billion from the Financial Bailout Fund for a program aimed at encouraging bankers to lend to small businesses. Internal documents at the Treasury Department show the agency plans to dole out money from the fund before it expires in October 2010. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.